Hey fam, and welcome to the Loving the F Out of You devotional, where we dive deep into the journey of healing, restoration, and stepping boldly into the life that God has designed for us. I'm your host, Erica Chilton, and today we're kicking off our series called Piece by Piece. This is a four-part devotional series that reflects on rebuilding your identity in Christ, one powerful truth at a time. If you've been struggling with fears of rejection, shame, or fear, this series is for you. Today, we're tackling something deeply personal to me, rejection. If you've ever felt like the pain of rejection has stolen a piece of who you are, let me tell you, you are not alone. I've definitely been there, and I want to share with you how God turned my brokenness into a story of wholeness. Growing up, I carried this thing of rejection everywhere I went. I felt like no matter how hard I tried, I wasn't enough. That was for the people that I loved, opportunities that I craved, and even sometimes for God. Rejection wasn't just a feeling, it became my identity. That pattern followed me into my adulthood. I tried to shape myself into what I thought others wanted, hiding parts of me that felt unworthy. But you know what I didn't see then? Is that rejection can be a tool. God can use it to shape us, restore us, and bring us closer to Him. Psalms 34:18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." When we allow God to meet us in our brokenness, He begins to heal those places and make us whole again. Rejection doesn't have to define you. In Christ, it can refine you. Let's take a moment to pause and connect with ourselves. If you can, close your eyes, unless you're driving. Place one hand on your heart and the other on your belly. Breathe deeply in through your nose for a count of four. Hold for four and release slowly through your mouth for a count of six. As you breathe, repeat to yourself, "I am loved. I am chosen. I am enough." Do this three times and feel the truth of those words settle into your heart. When we regulate our nervous system through intentional breathing, we create space for God's truth to replace the lies we've been holding on to. This simple exercise can remind you that even in rejection, you are secure in His love. Answer these questions for reflection. How has rejection influenced the way you see yourself? What false narratives about your worth have you believed? How can you invite God into the places where rejection has wounded you? Let's pray. Father, thank you for being close to me in these moments of rejection. Help me to release the pain and lies I've carried and replace them with your truth of who you say I am. Remind me that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, chosen, and deeply loved. Amen. If today's message resonated with you, I invite you to take the next step by purchasing the Piece by Piece workbook. It's designed to guide you deeper into this journey of healing with reflection exercises, challenges, and prayers to help you fully embrace your God-given identity. You can find the workbook at lovingthefoutofyou.com. You can go into our shop. And don't forget to join me next week as we discuss releasing the heavy burdens of shame and guilt. Until then, keep loving the F out of you.